This week, the parsha of Kabbalah Satoiro, the posuk says, "Vayisu merefidim, vayovoyu midbar Sinai." Rashi asks the following question: "Lomo hutzrich lachzu veleforosh meichonosu, v'aloi kvar nemar sheberefidim oyuchoinim." We know that they were parking in Refidim. "Biyodu hashem isham nosu." So for sure that they went from Refidim. So Rashi answers, "Lehakish nesiyoso merefidim lebiyoso lemidbar Sinai. Ma biyoso lemidbar Sinai betshuva af nesiyoso merefidim betshuva." And the Netziv shtells, the Netziv speaks about, they did tshuva. What is the difference when they left from Refidim? They did already the tshuva. Refidim is rofu yadeyim min ha-toyro. Why the Pasuk wants to speak out that before they came to Har Sinai, not only vayovoyu le'Har Sinai ve'ish echod belev echod, elo vayisu merefidim vayovoyu midbar Sinai, the leaving refidim was also b'tshuva. What is the point? What the Pasuk is coming to say about it? The Netziv says the Torah is telling us the secret how you could be ready to Kabbalah Satoiro. And the Torah says the secret for Kabbalah Satoiro is a person decides to become a better person. So most people say, you know what? Next cycle I'm doing Dafayoimi. You know, next month I'll be a better person. Next Sunday I'm starting. It will never happen. Today, if Klal Yisrael will say, when we will come to Har Sinai, we'll become better people, that will never change. The Pasuk is Madgish. Vayisu mirifidim vayovoyu midbar Sinai. The way they managed to come to Har Sinai, it was that in Refidim they decided to change and they already did tshuva. And like this, when they came to Har Sinai, they were better people. But if they would wait to Har Sinai, it would never happen. In Milchemes Amolek, you know, it says that vayovoyu lerefidim, and Dir Amolek started with them. Was Rofu Yadayim Ba'atayre. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yeshua, "Bchar lanu anoshim v'tzeli ilochem ba'amolek mocho." Ani, Nitzov Roish Agivo. The Doshi Reshume say that "Bchar lanu anoshim v'tzeli ilochem ba'amolek mocho." The word mocho, that is Amolek. Amalek says, okay, tomorrow I'm starting. Shtayim Mikro from after Simchas Torah next year I'm starting. You know, when I get married, I will start to daven like I have, when I'll be a father. Someone told me when he was a bacher, he said, when I will be married, I will start to daven bechavana. When he had kids, he says, when they will become bar mitzvah. Then he said, when he will marry off his kids, then he will start to daven bechavana. Now he says, when he will die, he will start to daven b'chavana. Mochor, the mochor is Amalek. The way to matzliach, the way to have siyata d'shmaya, is today, not to wait by Yisru merefidim. I want to say another vote on this week's parsha. It says, "Vayishma Yisroi, ma shmua shoma v'bo." So the four shepostic Rashi brings down, "Milchemes Amalek, Kriyas Yamsuf." Then he comes to Moshe, and it says, "Vayetze Moshe likas choisnoi, vayishtachu vayishakloi, vayesaper Moshe li Yisroel, eskola sheroso Hashem leparu lemitzrayim, alonis Yisroel, eskola tlo Hashem etzom baderech." Rashi says why he did it. "Limshich eslibay lekarvo ilatoiro." So the Mefoshim asked the Kasha, but Yisroi Shoma, he heard the whole story. And he came. So what Moshe is repeating the story. So it's two pshotim that I want to tell you. One I heard from my uncle, Reb Avrom Shmulevitz, he needs a refuah shleima, Avrom Tzvi ben Miriam Chana. He said, Yisroi heard it from the news, from the newspaper. It was interesting to him. He wanted to come to visit. But there's a different way of hearing from inside in a Jewish way. Only when you look at things in the right way, you get the real hashkafa. You could hear miracles, you could hear wars. When you hear them in the street way, in the news way, in the media way, that will not make you to become a better. Wow, Anes. When you hear it with the right hashkafa, the story has an impact on you. Same thing in all the miracles that are happening now. But Rabbi Moshe Shternbuch says even stronger. He says, Al kol atlo. He told him, he heard the stories, Hashem loves Klal Yisrael. Wow, wow, wow. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Milchemes Amalek, not Nitzochin Amalek. He thought Hashem loves the Jewish people. Wow, He loves them so much, He's taking care of them. But it didn't convince him that that is the real religion. When he realized that how much Hashem loves us, but when we don't learn, He sends Amalek. When we don't behave, there's no covering by Hashem. Hashem wants us to behave. There's no nice, nice. Vayisaper lo yizkor milchemes Amalek. Klal Yisrael, when they don't learn, that is a real God. This is a real religion. That religion I want to be a part of. I want to wish everyone a good Shabbos.